Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave. It's one of those days, honestly. I'm telling you, if you had the camera geared to what was happening in this house, 5 minutes, 3 minutes before the show was supposed to start, you would be laughing hysterically. Windows 8.1 was installed today, and you know, these folks, these geniuses, Bill Gates, I love you so much, they try so hard to do one up to anything else that's out there, but in doing so, they shoot themselves in the foot. Griselda's in the chat room. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. So 8.1 is totally different than what was anticipated. 8.1 is supposed to be better, but it's different. So you have to gear yourself to allowing for more time. I think you know where I'm going with this. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for me being here. Niels is here next hour. I am so excited. Oh, my God. And we've got First Tuesday going on. You know what that means? That means 323-843-6172. If you have a new project or a new gig that's coming up, what's it happening? Stalling for time so I can go to the bottom here and play the first song, which is a classic. It's the holiday season, ladies and gentlemen. Wes Montgomery and Jimmy Smith. Baby, it's cold outside.
Thank you.
Start with Divinity, and man, that is some kind of divine stuff. From 1966, the organ master Jimmy Smith, the pride of Norristown, PA, thank you very much, and the guitar maestro Wes Montgomery. From Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo, their third collaboration with Grady Tate right there, and Ray Barretto, and Clark Terry. Woo, such good stuff. Got to play something from Jimmy Smith, God bless him, because he was born on December the 8th, 1925, and passed away in 2005. Just love to hear that organ, and as a matter of fact, we're going to get to Greg Hatza and his organization in mere moments, so you can hear how Greg Hatza was influenced so much by Jimmy Smith. Their paths crossed a lot. Greg was in Reading. Jimmy was in Norristown, both PA boys. Got to play my brothers in arms. So we'll do that momentarily. I see that there is a call here for First Tuesday. By the way, that number is 323-843-6172. In case you've got a new gig or you've got some new music out, we're going to hear actually more than anyone bargained for with Niels next hour. I am so surprised that he is sharing these new tracks with me. I am blessing God that this is happening. Right now, 410, enter and sign in, please. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Rhonda Robinson.
Hello. Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
Lots and lots of stuff.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that. Tell me. Tell us.
Well, I have my new CD. It's entitled Station North Holiday Jazz Brunch, and it's myself on voice and Mr. Charlie Sigler on guitar, who did all these great arrangements for the CD.
And oh, happy belated birthday, Charlie. Charlie just had a birthday, didn't he?
Yes, on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday, Charlie. Yeah, go ahead.
So we'll have our CD release events coming up on Sunday, December 15th. There'll be two brunch shows, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Station North Arts Cafe at 1816 North Charles Street in Baltimore. And their number is 410-625-6440. And
cool.
The website is stationnortharts.com. And then they're opening a new restaurant around the corner in the Micah building at 131 West North Avenue. And that's,
really?
The name of that restaurant is Nancy by Snack. It's named after Nancy Harrigan, the former executive director of Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. So we'll be doing evening shows there Saturday, December 21st at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And you can find out more about that by calling the same number, 410-625-6440. And then
that's
we'll
awesome.
Wrap it up with brunch on the December 22nd, the last Sunday before Christmas. Once again, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. brunch shows. And those are back again around the corner at Station North Arts Cafe, 1816 North Charles Street.
Now, that's really cool about the new restaurant. Are you going to do an events page for your brunch?
I have a new website I'm starting. It's RhondaRobinsonMusic.com.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. It's about time.
Yes. That's great. That's great. RhondaRobinson.com. That's easy to remember, too. So you're going to have your itinerary there, correct?
RhondaRobinsonMusic.com.
RhondaRobinsonMusic.com. Okay, cool.
.com. And from there, you can also click to cdbaby.com and hear samples of the CD.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the best news of all right there, Rhonda. I love it. Yes, that's a Christmas gift, your own website. Oh, that's wonderful. And do me a favor, because I have done this to various artists that have been on the show. See if you can put your website information on your front page of Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. So that's one-stop shopping for everybody. They can go blink, 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 because we're all ADD, and we need all the help we can get.
That's right.
So now. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Rhonda, for calling in. That's great. I appreciate it. And I will see you at one of these brunches. I will see you soon because I miss you, and I need to get my holiday hug.
Let me just mention one more thing. There's also on Wednesday, December 18th, Christmas Jazz Vespers. I'm now the director of the jazz ministry at Holy Comforter Church. And
great.
It's 30 on December 18th, we'll have the Christmas Jazz Vespers, and that's at Holy Comforter Church, 5513 York Road, and the number there is 410-433-1801.
Great. I can't think of a better way to usher in Christmas than with the Jazz Vespers, and congratulations on your new post, and we'll probably hear more about that in the days to come. Thanks, Rhonda. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Rhonda Robinson right there and Greg Hatza right here from Snake Eyes back in the late 90s. This just seems like a holiday song. Change the World on Hyper Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Neither mind nor body, we are spirit.
One of my new guilty pleasures, Lisa Engelken. Woo! Just love that voice. And here's why she is such a dish and a half. This CD, Little Warrior, just came out a couple of months ago, and it's so ambitious. For those of us who remember what was great about jazz in the 60s and then hearing Broadway tunes, when you have a mix of someone who is capable of singing both like this, oh, my God, it just catapults you back in time when music was mandatory to be great or it just didn't get heard. She is so unbelievable. Lisa was born in Big Skies, Kansas, and then she spent time in D.C., and then she went to New York, and then San Francisco, where she is in that region. The youngest of 13 children, don't you know? Mm-hmm. Lisa and I have spent some time on the phone in the past several days. She's going to be on Hybrid Jazz on the 12th of December. Can't wait for that. We are looking for gigs for her in the Mid-Atlantic and on the East Coast. Just to hear that voice live is going to be something magnificent. And just talked to Henry Wang from Andy Music the other night when Tom Reyes had his birthday bash. And he just got the CD, so he's looking forward to hearing more about Lisa. And a lot of folks are expressing that same sentiment. It's really cool. The award-winning Lisa Engelken, who, as it says on her website, as you might suspect, lisaengelken.com, her voice is part freight train, part junkyard trombone. I love that. Whoa, more to come about Lisa. The Greg Hatza Organization and Snake Eyes from 1998 from Reading, Pennsylvania. Change the World, one of those great songs. Eric Clapton did it, and he did it in that movie with John Travolta. Wow, why can't I think of the title of that movie? That's crazy. I'll think of it in a moment. But anyway, Greg Hatza, that's what's important to talk about, Greg. Greg had on this particular project Paul Bolenbeck and Ralph LaLama and Dennis Chambers from Baltimore. Just so you get a fuller picture of Greg Hatza, more than amazing on the Hammond B3 organ. Ladies and gentlemen, he is also a martial arts kingpin. I invite you to go to pakuachang.com, pakuachang.com, and see Greg. Greg is in his 60s and looks like he's in his 40s. He looks, as my late father-in-law would say, finer than frog hair. Seriously, built like your brick outhouse. He is looking so good. He is amazing when it comes to these martial arts. The Chinese Boxing Academy is what it says when you go to the website. Oh, so cool. And speaking of Change the World, listen, I have to tell you this in passing. If anybody is listening live and it could pertain to you or in the archives, we have talked about Bethesda Blues and Jazz here a number of times. Just saw the rundown on who's coming up near Christmas time. Are you ready? Griselda, you'll like this. Wynonna is coming to our neighborhood. I am so excited. I literally jumped out of my seat when I saw that. Knew Wynonna and Mom Naomi a long time ago when Sister Child here was involved in country music. Yours truly was one of the first disc jockeys on one of the first stations to play Had a Dream for the Heart in 1983 when the Judds were just starting to kick. So now Wynonna, oh Lord, has she been through some hills and valleys. She's bringing her little semi-Christmas show to Bethesda Blues and Jazz. Ah, very exciting. And she sang that song, just so you know, on one of her wonderful CDs. This was out several years ago. Oh, gosh, what a voice she has. Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, you heard all about that. The third collaboration, Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo. Baby, it's cold outside. Our mission is to play a different version of that song each week until Christmas because there's that many out there. either instrumental or vocally. I would like to hear a same-sex version of that song. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, possibilities there are kind of endless. We'll have folks that we know who have come out in the music industry work on that for us. We've got Vince Guaraldi momentarily, and we've got Niels coming up next hour. And actually, that's just about 30 minutes or so away. He's got a couple of brand-new projects. He hasn't given these to anybody else. Very exciting. Oh, wait till you hear. Let's get to the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, shall we? It was just on CBS last night. Skating on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
céu, o sino gemer, a gente ficou. Papai Noel, vê se você tem a felicidade pra você me dar. Eu pensei que todo mundo fosse filho de Papai Noel. Bem assim, felicidade, eu pensei que fosse uma brincadeira de papel. Já faz tempo que eu pedi, mas o meu Papai Noel certeza já morreu, ou então felicidade é brinquedo que não tem. Anoiteceu, o sino gemeu, a gente ficou feliz a rezar. Papai Noel, vê se você tem a felicidade você me dá. Eu pensei que todo mundo fosse filho de Papai Noel. Bem assim, felicidade, eu pensei que fosse uma brincadeira de papel. Já faz tempo que eu pedi, mas o meu Papai Noel não vem. Com certeza já morreu, ou então felicidade é brinquedo que não tem.
So beautiful. Oof. Just telling the folks in the chat room, this is not the kind of music that you want to hear when you're alone because it's so romantic. Oh, my. Would love to hear a whole album of that as it is. That is Boas Festa from Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso, and Eliana Elias. And they got together especially for World Christmas that was made back in 1997, one of those wonderful offerings. I believe Jimmy Iovine and Vicky Iovine had a hand in that. There are three compilations that are being offered today on Hybrid Jazz, different years, but all for the work of the Special Olympics to continue. That was the whole idea. Vicky Iovine was working with the Special Olympics, so then she told Jimmy, and Jimmy said, well, it would be a great idea if we could put some holiday music together with proceeds going to that organization. Yay! Isn't that wonderful? And you know about Eliana, of course, but Gilberto was at one time, and still is, actually, he and
Gaetano are 71. Gilberto is at one time was the Minister of Culture in Brazil, an astounding guitarist and writer. And Gaetano, 9 Latin Grammy Awards, 2 USA Grammy Awards, a political activist. And for that compilation, World Christmas, this was Brazil's offering. And by the way, there was a mention of Papa Noel, so you get a feel that this was a holiday song. Boas Festa actually means the wish for you to have the fulfillment of all that is good between Christmas and New Year's. That's the translation that I heard. So that's just lovely. Mm. And by the way, on this compilation, also the Gypsy Kings and Angelique Kidjo. It's just wonderful. We heard Harold Lopez Nussa, Virtuosity, Versatility, Mercy. This is brand new stuff. Young pianist, Havana born. New Day, the name of the track, the name of the CD, has done so much, this astoundingly talented individual. Classically trained, but immersed in traditional Cuban music and popular dance and jazz, gosh knows, so much under his belt and more to come. I believe that this is going to be a big year for Harold because he has been doing a lot of dates in his native Havana, but he is going to be spreading his wings and flying, hopefully over to the U.S. to play. Keep your fingers crossed because that's exciting when you can hear that beautiful hybrid mix of classical and jazz and all the stuff that you can feel coming out in melody that sounds so rich and warm, and especially this time of year, it sounds great. Vince Guaraldi Trio, oh my. Jerry Grinnelli on drums, Fred Marshall on double bass. The original of what Vince had intention to do for the Charlie Brown Christmas each year on CBS is he did the music, and it was originally on Fantasy Records. There has been many kinds of issues and reissues. This original had a bonus track of Green Sleeves, and it was what you hear if you watch the special last night. Just that beautiful piano and drums and bass. Oh, my God, there's nothing like it. Each time you hear it, you appreciate it more and more. He was a master, and we lost him too soon at the age of 47. Let this be a lesson to you, okay? And this is what happened to Vince, and I'll shut up about this, and I'll go on. But it needs to be said because we need to be proactive about our health. Vince had had dinner with the gentleman who was the producer of the Charlie Brown show, Mr. Mendelsohn, the night before. Had a lovely dinner, went back to his hotel, but in the meantime he had complained about having indigestion. The doctor said, don't worry about it. It's just indigestion. He was gone the next day. So honestly, whatever you have to do, especially regarding your heart, get a second opinion. Make sure you have a couple of tests. Do not go by the word, even of a trusted physician. Make sure that you know what's going on with your heart. Easy for me. I have a doctor who looks like LL Cool J. At every opportunity, I go. Anyway, let us go on. Earl Carter could not be with us. Earl just got a brand new corporate job. This is a really good job. So he couldn't take the time to be with us today as was planned. This is his brand new song. You've heard the song before, the Christmas song. Available on CD Baby. If you go to earl-carter.com, you'll find out where this DC guitarist and bassist and writer is going to be this week. Then we'll hear Swingin' in Tongues with a version of a song that you'll want to hear. And then Niels is coming up on Hybrid Jazz. Enjoy. Thank you.
Turn down the lights, turn down the bed, turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close, don't patronize, don't patronize me, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can make
This is Hybrid Jazz.
You have to know something about that particular song. If you have not heard that song in a little while, ooh, wasn't it like really good chocolate for your ears, huh? Secondly, let me just say this about the song. You probably know a little bit of background of Pacific Coast Highway. The song of the decade when it came out, it got played around the world twice and a third time. It was so popular. But here's the deal. It is possibly the best traveling song ever. If you don't feel the wind in your hair and you don't feel the need to accelerate when you hear that song, you should not be driving. That's all I'm going to say about that song. Woo! We have the master who gave us that memorable song that will be in our ears for a lifetime. We have the guitarist extraordinaire, the songwriter, the producer, the teacher, the mentor, the glorious Niels from California. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm fine. How are you?
I am much better now. Thank you. Much better. Man,
well,
that's
wonderful. What an introduction. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Niels, the last time that we really spoke was on Cool Jazz Conversations. It must have been about 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's been time flies by, doesn't it?
It really does. And for you, first, let's just say to the folks who are listening live and later in the archives, you are such a trip. I had no idea that you were going to give me these sneak previews of all the projects you've been working on. So great.
Yeah,
oh, my
that's
gosh.
Just a small excerpt of stuff that I'm doing. I've been very busy this year.
Yes.
I wrote and produced over 25 songs this year, so which is like finishing one every 2 weeks, basically.
Wow.
As an average. From
my
conception
God.
To finished mix. So that's quite a workload.
Yes.
And I worked a lot with other artists, too, because my next CD, which is coming out next year, is going to be a best-of CD.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, so I don't need that much new material.
That's right, you don't.
And I basically just decided, but I keep my writing up all the time, so I just decided to offer my writing to other artists, and I got quite a few interests there, and that kept me busy throughout most of the year.
No joke. And then you had sent me these songs, and of course
mm-hmm.
I listened immediately, and each one is just a revelation. I'm telling you, Keith Andrews and Alvin Pope and Reggie
mm-hmm.
Codrington need to say thank you to you several times because of the input with those artists. They must be really pleased, huh?
Yes, they're happy with what they're getting, that's for sure.
And
Oh,
definitely, and very talented. And then you sent, on top of the wonderful songs, what is this project, and how do you pronounce, is it Cerebus or Cerebus?
Cerebus.
Cerebus.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. That's very intriguing.
Well, Cerebus is actually a cartoon character. I understand there is cartoons out that I'm not really aware of from a book, but a group of animators and a director sat together and did this. It's kind of like an underground project to put this together into a feature film.
Uh-huh.
And everybody involved is a partner. So it's contributing their talent, and we're going to own the product together. But it's basically an animated feature adventure film, full length, with the main character being an aardvark, kind of like a middle age Game of Thrones kind of setting with sword fights and all that kind of stuff.
I love it.
And it's quite funny. And for me, it's was just a real good project to get back into writing for score. I was on my way to really break into score writing just before Pacific Coast Highway, and I got sidetracked with being so successful in the contemporary jazz area that I did not have any time to do anything. And now that I have a handle on that part of my career, I want to also get back and put a footprint on other areas of my writing. And that was a great project to get back into it.
Oh, yeah. And let it be said that you got this huge success, and it's wonderful. I'm sure that it has paid a few bills for you through the years. But the fact of the matter is that you are very versatile, and you have a real feel for R&B. You have a real feel for pop, and you really should be doing the scoring. I'm going to play what you sent to me, Failing Wizard. That's what it's called,
okay.
Right? This 24-second booklet.
Yeah, it's a little cue.
It's just so cool. This is the other side of Neil's. Just take a listen to this. And I want to see the aardvark now. Okay, Neil? Oh, my gosh. That is so compelling. It makes you feel like you are in a dark movie theater, and you're eating your popcorn, and you're so nervous you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you want to delve more into that, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. I always like the combination of visuals and music and what music does to the picture. It's so intriguing that you can totally change or dictate the mood of what you see with the music. You know, you can have the same footage and put two different pieces of music underneath it, and it would tell a total different story. And that aspect of it fascinates me, just the pure emotion that gets translated without dialogue, just with images, you know. And so it's fun, yeah. And it gives me, you know, it's stuff that I don't utilize otherwise. You know, I don't write that many huge orchestral pieces for the contemporary jazz world, so it is fun to delve into the orchestra and work with that.
Now, how does one, or how do you, get into the frame of mind where you feel what the music is supposed to be? Because that's really a gift. Not everybody can do this. You have a basic storyline, and you might have some visuals, but how is it? Do you darken the room? Do you close your eyes? What do you do?
No. I mean, writing for picture is actually very what I call functional music. You do have a clear idea what it's supposed to feel like, because you discussed it with the director in the spotting session.
Yes.
You know, this scene we need to, you know, a lot of times the music got to fill in the gaps that they didn't get in the filming, or that, you know, sometimes you need to either foreshadow something or not foreshadow something that's going to happen. You know, the director, if it's a good director, will tell you exactly what he's expecting emotionally from the music. And then I just, you know, have to write something that brings that emotion forth, you know, and time it to the images so it kind of makes sense. It's basically a technique and a discipline that you learn, and then you know, the creativity comes a bit, you know, there's always different ways to do it, and you know, my creativity comes into play when I basically apply my ideas to this technique.
So when somebody comes to you to ask you to take part in a project, is it because, Niels, they already know that you've got this love for electronica and also a love for R&B and pop, and that your sensibilities are good? Because you are getting a lot of work these days, and it's like a new career for you, a new stepping stone for your career. Is the word out that Niels is the go-to guy? Is that's what I'm asking?
I don't know if the word's out yet, but let's get it out there. I mean, I enjoy being busy, you know. I love working in the studio. I love writing songs. I love producing. I love scoring. All this kind of stuff is for me fun, and I do it every day. So I really feel blessed and happy that I'm able to do this. And the one shift I did was just being able to have a little bit freed up by not having to write so much for my next record, that I really could concentrate on getting the word out there to work for other artists. And it kind of caught fire a little bit, and so I've been really busy with that. And I can't wait till these records come out, because there's a lot of good stuff that came out of that. And, you know, I'll hopefully continue on that path in parallel with what the other stuff that I'm doing.
Well, you know, as long as you're being generous in talking about these other artists with whom you've worked,
mm-hmm.
I really feel led to play this track with Reggie Codrington. And I'll tell you why. He's one of these artists that needs to have more attention. And in his career, his dad was also a great musician.
He plays trumpet.
Yes. And Reggie had a couple of situations in his career where he is such a wonderful guy that he trusted some people. And I'm not sure what the whole
mm-hmm.
story was, but I really want Reggie to get a
mm-hmm.
step ahead.
Yeah,
he's,
me too. And I think he has a great sensibility. And I'm actually doing his whole record. So
great.
I just gave you one song, but there's going to be 10, 11 songs on the record. And it's a killer album. It's going to be a great sax record. And I'm happy because it's obviously for me as a guitarist, mostly my stuff is guitar-based, but it's great to work with another lead instrument. But the songs, they're coming out wonderfully. I'm very happy with what I'm getting. And I think all I want for him is to really get noticed on with this record because, you know, obviously it's going to reflect back on me, onto me as well. So I'm quite selfish there wanting him to be successful.
Oh, definitely. And see, this is right up your alley because the name of this song is Party Time. There is a whole comfortable, laid-back Niels, and then there's the other side of you. And the other side of you wants to kick down the door. So Party Time is what this song is. And just get ready if you're listening to this because Reggie is on fire and the song is so cool. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy with Niels, our guest. And Niels has been so generous in making sure that he gives the spotlight to other people this hour. So check this out. Thank you.
Niels, you lit a match under Rich. Oh, my gosh. You lit a match under that man. Woo! That is so nice. Honestly, you are exactly what he needed. Seriously.
Yeah, we have a good thing going there, and I can't wait for this record to... It's supposed to be released, I think, earlier part of next year.
Great.
And so I hope, you know, it's going to do great for him. That's what I wish for him.
Oh, I think so. Yes, he really does. He's been in the mines for a while now, and it's time for him to see the light. That's
mm-hmm.
all I can think of. And you know what? This morning I had a conversation with my son, and I'm going to ask you, this is the first time I've ever asked an artist this, because now
yeah.
we're gearing down for 2013. There seems to be some sort of vibe in the air that 2014 is this new door. We talked about this, maybe many of us, in 2012 about 2013, but it's different. Has there been anything this year for you, Niels, that you feel positively about that you won't do, or you're on fire to do even more in 2014? I think you may have answered that, but are you anticipating some new situations to pop in this new year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I always position myself to, I don't want to be stagnant with what I
yeah.
do. I think there's no being stagnant, either expanding or you're contracting. And so I always find I like to work with new musicians in my circle. I like to the one thing for my goal for next year is to go out and play more live.
Mm,
I haven't been
great.
Out on the road that often, and I want to add that on top of my workload here at home. But I'm in a good position where I have a great setup that I can work out. Everything is, you know, I just moved a year ago. So my studio is in a working order. Everything works fine, and I'm really able to crank them out. So I'm kind of positioning myself to just to open up, like with the film stuff, to get into new areas to expand what I do. And as you said, I mean, I got so successful as a contemporary jazz guitarist. But that's just a fraction of what I do. I love electronica. I love pop and R&B music. And I like to work with other artists, you know, in other fields outside the smooth jazz stuff. And that's
oh,
the
yeah.
stuff that I'm going to be looking forward to.
That's really very intriguing that you say that, because it just seems as though more and more folks, the artists that have been absolutely top of mind when it comes to the subgenre of smooth jazz, there's more of a breakaway pattern now, and actually I think a revolt, because there's been such a chasm left by all the radio stations that have vacated the premises, as
mm-hmm.
it were,
right.
that it gave everybody a new initiative to get involved with more creativity. And frankly, this is really exciting, don't you think?
I think so, too. I mean, it takes care of itself in that way, even though it's painful. And it hasn't really, the transformation hasn't totally occurred. It was just too contrived and controlled for a while, in
yes.
my opinion, that everybody was made to sound alike, that it just stifled creativity, and then it was, you know, basically a downward spiral from there on. And now we just got to find the new thing. I mean, it's splintered up a little bit off, and the big acts are basically holding on to the few concert series that are out there, and it's sad that, you know, the promoters really don't catch on, and you see the same few acts on every show. And
oh,
I think
honey,
that
yes.
that's the last thing that still needs to change, because radio already is changing. I mean, the big terrestrial stations are gone for a big part, and internet stations are really the ones that are more interesting and have a much wider variety and more fun to listen to than any kind of terrestrial radio stations, I think. And those stations are finding their way back and finding new ways. I think we got to break these barriers down and not, and you know, the problem was it was too, what's the word? Everything sounded too much alike. And when we broaden the spectrum of this instrumental music, it doesn't even have to be instrumental. There's great vocalists out there that would fit perfectly in the same format. The audience is a lot more flexible in the taste than what radio programmers like us to believe, you know.
Oh,
you know, they have a wide, you know, you can keep it a little funkier, a little jazzier, a little bluesier, and go back and forth and have all these different experiences within one radio show, and it wouldn't send anybody away to change the channel. I think it would, and on the contrary, it would make it way more interesting. And that's what I think is happening underground now, but it's becoming stronger and stronger.
Well, you know, Niels, this particular show has surpassed 100,000 listeners, which is really a...
Congratulations.
Thank you. A pretty phenomenal thing, but here's the deal. You know, sometimes what is new needs to go back to what has been. So there are a variety of different kinds of thought out there about listening habits or situations for people who want to hear their fair share of jazz, et cetera. And honestly, there's still a wide audience that listens and prays for a change, a positive change in terrestrial radio. So the more ammunition that some of the online stations like or shows like mine have, honestly, if there could be some interest drummed into those particular powers with money and means to make a hybrid radio station happen that's 24 hours a day and commercial, because you know as a businessman that people have to make money in order for it to be viable.
Right.
So,
but the thing is, they just went, you know, down the wrong business model. It, with art, it's very tricky. It's very, whenever it gets too corporate, or the corporate interests, or, you know, it's run by accountants, then you're going to lose the creativity side that brought people there in the first place.
Exactly.
And it might work for a while, but it becomes stale. And started with a lot of big stations letting the DJs go and replacing them by pre-programmed shows.
I think
it was a really bad choice.
Yes, that happened to me.
That's what I mean. I would turn on radio, and I thought a lot of people would do to turn on to a certain DJ because you like their voice, you like their choice in music. At that time, they even got to choose the music that they play.
And
a good DJ would have the pulse on what's going on out there and introduce new music. And that's what you would tune in for to a radio show, to have just this homogenized.
I understand.
Homogenized, right? That's the word. Yes, thank you. Blanket of that the same songs have to run East Coast and West Coast. It's great if you have a song that gets played everywhere for the few that are played, but it's just too stale, you know. There should be different artists coming out, and if they're really hot, then they should jump over to other markets. But it should start locally and then spread from there.
And locally is the key word because, you know, you're living in the extended Los Angeles area. Don't you love when you hear what's happening locally, it feels like you've got your pulse on the community.
Exactly.
I mean, that means
and radio
everything.
Was part of a community service. You know, I wonder, the DJ would be talking about, oh, God, this storm yesterday, you know, did you guys make out all right? And it relates to my life. And if I sit in New York, it has, you know, I don't know about bad weather in Los Angeles and how it would affect us, and vice versa. You know, so it is great if you have local radio and if you have people really they have the pulse on the music in the area, what's hot right now, you know. And that might be different in Los Angeles than in Texas or in Florida or in New York or any other part.
Well, and you know what? For you, because you're not only an artist, a performer who wants to get on the road more in 2014, but you're producing. So, you know, how exciting would it be to have a radio station? And I know that there are a few who dabble in jazz or jazz, et cetera, you know, a combination thereof in the state of California. But it's public radio, and it's different. You know, when you have someone who is on the air who doesn't have to beg for money for the next program, it makes a world of difference. So when you hear, or you could be in the position to hear somebody local that you really believe in, that you have just produced, and that local or regional act is side by side somebody who's internationally known, boy, isn't that just, I mean, that's the best, because that says that we believe in the community, we believe in what the music is that's being turned out here, and we also believe it has a place right next to a household name in whatever genre, you know?
But, yeah, that in mind, the other thing I want to throw into, though, is that at the same time as we're talking, like, the importance of local germs of music coming up, it is also noteworthy that now our outreach is more global.
Yes.
You know, people that are listening to us right now, they could sit in California, they could sit in Beijing for all I know, in Europe, in anywhere in the world. We are having a global outreach right now that's unprecedented. So the whole paradigm is shifting, and I think we're still in this middle of in this transition of who we're reaching and how we're reaching people. And I find it very fascinating, and looking maybe 5-10 years in the future, how different it will be to break records, how different it will be to come out as with new songs as artists, and to share music. You know,
and
any art in that matter.
That's really a good point, Niels. And I had not, a bunch of fresh stuff that's coming to the forefront here in regard to that. I'm very sensitive to people who are listening, who have listened to this show when it's going on live in Greece or in South Africa or in Canada or France. And what intrigues them about listening to the show is that there is a semblance of some locality with the show. I'm talking about Baltimore or Philadelphia or Washington a great deal. And they really like that, just the same as I would love it if I tuned into a station in France and I heard them talk about Bordeaux or the southern wine country of
That's a
where somebody's
point.
Living.
Yeah, I mean, and I would love to hear like a station. I mean, I grew up in Munich, Germany, so if there was a cool station where I like the music and they talk about what's going on in Munich, that would be great for me. I would love to.
Yes.
I would have that on my permanent dial. You know.
Yes.
So I think these things. there's all new things emerging out of this big, overhaul over the whole entertainment industry that are quite interesting. I think that's what we need to focus on and embrace. It's just like the old paradigms don't work anymore, like the way records used to be done. It's in a way I find it sad that we don't have $100,000 record budgets anymore, or get $250,000 to go in the studio and be there for a month. I mean, that was the high life. We're doing records for a fraction of that in our home studios, but it has to be the same quality.
Yeah.
And I think the difference between me and maybe some other guys who are starting out is that I have the experience to get it up to that sound, where what it's supposed to sound like. I worked in the big studios. I know what equipment they use. And even though I don't have enough gear to record a high live band with 30 inputs on a big SSL board, I know how to get that sound piece by piece with a few high-grade pieces of equipment that I own, and put it together, and I know how to put it together in my studio. And that's what I've
been
doing. Yeah.
And you're so good at that, because here's what is wonderful at the core of what you do, whether you're doing your own music or somebody else's. You have, I'm not sure what happened to you in Munich, Germany, but you got an inordinate amount of soul in you. So, you know, whatever mama fed you or whatever deal had to be done in Munich to make you seek passage in Southern California, we are very grateful, Niels.
Thank you. That's
you
a funny
are welcome.
Thing. Music, music finds you. It is
Isn't
not
that
something
true?
I just decided or chose. It was just music chose me, because when I the first time I remember, I was in my teenage years. The first time I heard really R&B and funk music, I wasn't even aware it existed.
Oh, really?
You know, until I went over to a friend's house who was a bass player, and he said, "Let's start a funk band." I said, "What is funk?" You know, and he played me the Commodores, and he played me Earth, Wind, and Fire, all the good stuff, Ohio Players, George Clinton, and I lost my mind.
What?
I felt like a kid in the candy store. I had never heard this music, and I loved every single track. And I bought myself a tape player, went over, and he had like hundreds of records. So I just really went in there and started studying and check out the Al McKay and Paul Jackson Jr. rhythm guitar licks and got into that and just became the biggest fan. But it was not something that grew onto me. It was there. You know, it was inherent in my DNA somehow, because when I heard it, it was immediate.
How about that? And that, people don't necessarily get that, but when you hear something that feels like home, and you really have not had the experience of growing up with that, but you're so in tune to the sound and the feel of that, it's hard to explain to some people who really don't understand the concept of music anyway. That's beautiful. What is funk?
No, I know there was two. I mean, retrospectively, I can think that the songs that I like best, if I listen to old Led Zeppelin, which was I was listening to my early teenage years.
Sure.
What I loved about them is that the John Bonham was a really groove drummer. They would play complicated rhythm parts, and he would just groove and really groove hard. He had a great pocket. He wasn't your typical rock drummer in that sense, that he really played with an R&B feel, with a heavy R&B feel, but very round and very grooving. And those were usually my favorite songs, where they had a really good groove going. And another time, even earlier, I was in the disco, and I heard Herbie Hancock's VSOP, a cut from that with Wawa Watson. And I had to say, what is that? I never heard something like that. I loved it. And I still didn't realize. You know, what I really got excited about was basically funk and R&B and music that has that makes you move, has a groove to it.
And actually, you know, I just turned 61 in October, so I remember a whole lot of this stuff, Neil. You know, back in the day, back in the 70s, a lot of people didn't like the idea that disco took such a hold. But a lot of that disco stuff had a lot of soul. You remember the Silver Convention and Fly, Robin, Fly, right?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. A lot of that stuff is still really in the rhythm of what we hear, because it was just so deeply pocketed into the consciousness of the States music that we almost can't get away from it, just like some country elements are always there in the country music genre. But whatever it is you're doing, and I want to get to something else that you gave me in the way of a brand new project. Mm-hmm. And listen, we're going to get to one of these, and I'm going to play the other one later in the show. We're going to get to all three. Tell me which one you want to play. Do you want to play the Alvin Pope track or the Keith Andrews track?
Oh, God.
Like children, right? You can't choose.
Yeah, it is. I'll let you choose. I'll take myself out of that.
Okay. Let's go with Alvin Pope, because he and I have been in communication for a little bit, and I really love this song, Rio de Janeiro.
Oh.
It's cool. Very cool. So how did you get together with Alvin?
Well, I actually got hooked up through his manager agent, Kim, from Kim Giles from Florida. She got
us in
touch. Yeah, she's good people, and she said, well, this guy could use, some input from you, and she got us in touch with each other, and that's how we met up, and, he was open to my suggestions. I'm always very honest with the artist. I don't sugarcoat it. I heard what he'd done before, and I told him, what you need is something like this. It's done on don't try to play every instrument yourself. Get some good players and a good song, and then do what you do best on top of it. And that's how we approached it. Got Ricky Lawson to play bass. Ricky Lawson to play drums. Daryl Williams is playing bass on the track. Oliver Brown from Casey and Sunshine Band is doing the percussion.
Wow.
And I did some rhythm guitar parts, and then Alvin just doing his keyboard on top of that, and I think it came out really good.
It really, really did. This is Neil's generous with his time. I'm not going to keep him too much longer because I know he's got a lot of work to do, but we're going to hear Rio de Janeiro first right here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
right, you
that
go
track,
out.
Oh my gosh, it's alive and popping, Neil. It sounds great. Everybody in the chat room is absolutely loving it. Good job, man. Woo!
Thank you.
So exciting. Oh, I'm so glad to have talked to you because it's so wonderful to not only catch up, but really get the sense that work is out there. There are these great projects that are coming your way. You're excited,
yeah.
And to hear your excitement is everything, really.
Yeah. Well, the greatest part about it is this, that keeping the best songs for myself.
You rascal, it's out of the bag now. Well,
so whatever
you know,
you heard, I have more stuff in the bag for my next full record that's already half finished, and basically since I'm writing all the time, I'm just saying, oh, this one is so good, I've got to keep it for myself. So there's a few songs that I'm not letting go of quite yet.
Well, you do that.
It's a good practice just to keep on writing and to keep creating stuff, you know, and I feel very happy about that. One thing we haven't mentioned yet was one thing that I worked on for most part of the year was my transcription book.
Yes,
please. I told you about that.
Yes.
I finished a songbook, a new songbook. It has 11 of my songs, and of course it didn't include all the big hits, the Pacific Coast Highway, Summer Nights, Jumpstart, and a bunch of tracks from the latest record from City Groove, and basically did a note-by-note transcription for guitarists, so it's in tablature and notation, chord diagrams all written out. Comes with a jam CD, basically, the backing tracks without the lead guitar, so you can learn the parts and play on top of the CD. And
awesome.
I'm doing a video, doing videos with it. The first one, it's already up on the website, is for Red Wines and Sunset, where I'll show in the video how to play it as well.
Oh,
so everybody
that's great.
Can go to, if you go to nielsmusic.com and click on videos, there is a page that says instructional videos, and the first one is from the book is Red Wine and Sunsets, and in the coming months I'm going to produce more of these videos. But then the other thing I did is I got turned on by a printer in Germany that I met when I was touring over there. He's a saxophone player, and he said, you know, why not give me lead sheets in B-flat and E-flat, like for saxophone keys or trumpet. And I said, well, that's a good idea. So I took the same songs and did a second book in concert B-flat and E-flat keys, having all three keys of the same song with the same play-along CD. So that's the other book that's out. So these are the two new books that I just finished last month.
Wow.
And it has little comments and little paragraphs about each song when I was writing it about it, so it's personalized a little bit. It was quite an interesting project, but it was time-consuming, and I'm glad it's done and finished now. You can check it out on the website. It's up there in the transcription book.
And it's at Neil's Music. Right,
neilsmusic.com. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm so glad that you have a current website. I get on some artists, and I don't care who they are, but it's your calling card, and it's supposed to be one-stop shopping. Everything is supposed to be what is happening with what you do to make your business pop, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for keeping it current. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I got some of the pages I have to update too.
Well, that's okay.
That too, because it's just another part of this. It's a lot of stuff to do, you know. Unless you have a big team where you have somebody in charge of it, if you have to do it yourself, update the website. Sometimes it can be, you know, I'd rather write another song. But, you know, there's certain things that you do need, I mean, like, you know, from the tour calendar and the videos and the store is always updated, because if I have a new CD out, I wanted to create on my store page the experience that I had when I grew up as a kid, where you could just go into record stores and check out the albums. not just 10 seconds of it, but you can hear most of the songs of all my records on my website if you log on to it and go to the store page. And there's a music player, and you can just pick any song and hear it for at least 90% of the song. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you really wanted people to feel what you experienced when you were a kid, and that excitement mm-hmm. of discovering new music. That's awesome.
Yeah, because we would spend days in record stores, and the old record stores where they actually put the vinyl records on the players for you, and you could just go in there and spend the whole day and check out, you know, 20 different records and then maybe buy one. But you could,
yeah,
you know,
right.
It was just a thing to do. We would just listen to music in record stores, and we check out credits, and that's how we learned about musicians, by checking the album sleeves for who's playing on that track, and then found that same play on another record, and then that would give us reason to check that one out.
Niels, did you have time to either sleep or eat this year? I'm just asking.
In between, yes.
Woo! That's a lot of work that you turned out. I'm just so tickled for you. And we'll stay in touch so that I can find out via you when we can get an update on, Alvin and Reggie
mm-hmm.
and Keith.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you're doing, that would be mm-hmm. just divine, because
I will
the
post
more
it
we
on
can
my,
get.
My Facebook page,
good.
You know, Niels Guitar. I use that as for all my social network names. Niels Guitar is my Twitter account too, I think, and my Facebook account. So if you log on to that, you can find definitely when the first thing comes out, I will announce it big. And on my website
definitely.
As well, which is always a good portal to have.
Yeah, you know, you got us curious about the whole keeping the best for you song, so we're definitely going to keep an ear out for that next CD. Do you have a time frame, like maybe mid-2014?
Actually, next week I'm going to have a meeting with the record company, so I'm going to know more precisely then what the time frame is going to be like.
Okay,
actually,
great.
I was hoping to have it out this fall, but they said I wanted to mush. I think it's early next year. They don't want to release it.
Okay. Well, we'll be waiting, because you have a number of fans, as you know, that no matter what you do, they're always going to be there, because they just like the feel of you no matter what you delve into.
Oh,
so
you.
Know that. And thank you for spending so much time here today. Of course, we've got City Groove waiting in the wings for you.
Awesome. So. I love that track.
I do, too. It just, you know what, without being a holiday song, it kind of feels like celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And listen, while we're on the subject, have a happy holiday season, Niels.
You too, yeah. Merry Christmas, all the good stuff, you know, Happy New Year.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, please check in with me anytime.
I would be happy to do that. And anytime I can let folks know what it is you're doing, if I can possibly keep up with you, that's what's going to be done.
All right. Beautiful.
And thank you for working with all these artists. They need to send you flowers each month of next year for doing what you did for them.
Well, they being successful is reward enough.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Niels, and
just
we'll talk
one.
To you soon.
Okay, you take care. Have a good one.
You too. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Niels. Thank you so much for the time. Oh, my gosh. You know we've got to play this song. Title track of City Groove on Hybrid Jazz.
Something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now that vase of those gifts is loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, I will change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, is much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, stop me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? Listen, honey, Santa dear. The new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is that 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me. Start me off on Christmas night with a 5 pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out, and sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Hey, bring me some money. Oh, Santa, now what I want with this diamond? You kidding?
Oh, my God, I miss her so much. I promise you I do. Pearl Bailey. Woo, Lord have mercy. 1959. Look, if you want one of the coolest old school compilations of Christmas sounds that you don't ordinarily hear around this time of year, get yourself to Amazon.com. There is an absolute raft of vocals and fabulous music. I'm talking about Louis Armstrong, Eartha Kitt, Charles Brown, who you'll hear a little later, by the way, the Moon Glows, the Penguins, the Orioles, and more. It's cheap on Amazon, $5.99. It's called Doo-Wop Christmas, and you'll find that one right there. Pearl Bailey, 5 pound bucks of money. Man, I love that lady, and it's not just because she has some strong Philadelphia roots. Born in Virginia, but a lot to do with Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and that's where she passed away. God bless her heart. But, man, you talk about a life and a half that that lady had. One of the premier dynamo forces in show business. And we were just talking this morning, posted a blurb on this video. And Edie Moore, who is my friend who lives in the great Northwest, said, "Trish, we are of like minds." And the reason she said that is there definitely should be a life of Pearl Bailey on the widescreen, and Queen Latifah should play her. There are some really eerie similarities between those two. And the vocal inflection, oh, shit. Man, I'll tell you what, if Dana Owens can do that part right, she could get an Oscar in the next couple of years. Seriously. There has to be a way to make that known, because that would be a big Christmas wish. Queen Latifah playing Pearl Bailey in the movies. That'd be awesome. 5 pound box of money. Raise your hand if you want that. All right, put them down. Pat Bianchi on the Hammond B3 organ with Chuck Loeb, one of those fine, fine CDs from a few years back, Plain and Simple. That was called The Blues App. I don't think you can get that at Verizon, but it sure would be nice. The Blues App. Woo! Just so you know, Pat Bianchi and Tracy Hamlin's in the chat room today. Yay, Tracy! On her way to Chile on Thursday. She's touring. Mm-hmm. Pat Bianchi's going to be in New York City, where he lives, with the Ed Sherry Trio on New Year's Eve. That's going to be a hot show. And Chuck Loeb is at the Cotton Club. Actually, he's there in Tokyo right now with the Will Lee Family Band. And then he's coming back to play the Blue Note with Foreplay December 10th through the 15th. So you've got a little bit of itinerary there. And Chuck Loeb is another one who really learned something big in 2013. And we got to put a bookmark in that thought a little bit later on. Chuck learned to redo his website, and it's magnificent. You not only can find up-to-date schedule information, but you can also find out fleshed-out information about his discography. I really appreciate that. And, man, I'll tell you the truth, if you have a Facebook in conjunction with your website, do everybody a favor. Make sure that your about information, that secondary page on Facebook, is, you know, maybe some personal stuff. But keep your website front and center, so when people go to you on Facebook, they can see where to reach out to you
on your calling card, which is your website. Just, I don't know. It just makes sense. Niels, let's go back to something else he's doing, shall we? He got a hold of another guitarist. The guitarist's name is Keith Andrews. This is a song that Niels wrote and had a hand in producing. It's cool. It's called Milkshake. Matt, behave yourself. Matt Williams is in the chat room. This is something that'll get you thinking, get you grooving a little bit on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are all on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world, what a wonderful, wonderful.
I am so grateful for that song. Oh, my gosh. So grateful for that voice, Billy Red. And you know what? Grateful for a gentleman who introduced me to this. And here's how the story went. Facebook is so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. For what networking it brings to you. Now, there are naysayers, of course, who will say, oh, it's poison. Well, anything can be if you allow it to be. Here's what happened. Mark Arthur Miller was introduced to me by way of Susan Zenk, who lives in California, who knows Mark. Loved Mark's voice, absolutely. So through Mark, Mark was on the show and then got to know John Stewart, who plays with Mark, who was at this big event in Los Angeles that Mark did not that long ago. So John writes to me, John Stewart, and he says, hey, Trish, I want to acquaint you with this singer that I've known for a while. I love him and I respect him. His name is Billy Red. Now, I had heard the name, but is so often the case with this show, there are a myriad of different kinds of people from different factions in jazz and R&B, soul, pop, what have you, coming at you, and you know the name, but you can't place it immediately because there's so much information going on, and if it's just a one-man band, as yours truly is, then it's tough to do the follow-up. So when I read about Billy Red, I went, of course I know him, because he has done work with Quincy Jones, Sarah Vaughan, Minnie Riperton, 6 times Grammy nominated, yes, has done a lot of work with Andre Crouch, and back in the day when I was married to Michael, who now lives in San Diego, Michael and I had gone to this big gospel fest, and Andre Crouch was there. Well, no doubt Billy Red and I crossed paths, but we didn't know it at that time. So here he is, this native Los Angelino, if you will, has been involved in music for over 40 years and bills himself as a vocal ad contractor. I love that. He has just got this sweetness of sound that harkens back to simpler times and a smile in your voice, this richness of tone. I just love his voice. And again, thank you, Billy, and thank you, John, for the introduction, and Mark Arthur Miller, who was in the mix, and Susie Zenk, who started it all. I love it. Woo! Yeah. So I can't necessarily tell you how to get a hold of that music because John sent a little EP to me. So you are on your own. Billy Red has a Facebook page. I see that he just liked what I had to say about him, and that's wonderful. Anything that we can do to make 2014 wonderful for Billy Red, we'll do it. Just have to have the information present. So help me out, Billy, or anybody, because I've been doing some research. Little pockets of information, mind you, but this is why the whole one-stop shopping of the website is so important, because people just have so much on their minds, and we're all independent contractors, so we have to produce and research and write out and talk about the information pretty much by ourselves. But anyway, I love that. Yay! Steps Ahead from 1995, one of those great jazz to the world assorted variety packages, if you will. And again, with proceeds going to the Special Olympics, this was real special. Man, you talk about some folks on this album. Even with Steps Ahead, the group that was a jazz fusion group that was formed back in the late 70s, early 80s, the creation of Mike Manieri, vibraphonist extraordinaire who really knew how to put some folks together. At one time, there was Eliana Elias, Chuck Loeb, Rachel Z, Dennis Chambers, Michael Bracker, Steve Gadd. Yeah, floating back and forth, steps ahead. Just one of those units that made you take a step back when you recognized a song, but then they breathed new life into it. Angels We Have Heard on High. Jeez. What a beautiful, beautiful holiday song that is. Not even a holiday. Let's just call it what it is. It's Christmas, okay? Yes, Christ and mess. Christmas. So there. I feel better now. And we heard from Niels and a track that he did. Keith Andrews, I'm telling you, you got to keep sending flowers to what Niels has tried to do with you because that track, Milkshake, is just great. Anytime that Niels has a hand in producing or writing or co-writing a song, we heard from three acts. And they sound alive and kicking. And you better believe that Reggie Codrington and Alvin Pope and Keith Andrews are really going to be given a second, third, fourth look because of what Niels has been able to do to take what they've been doing a step further. I'll just be bold and say that. Amazing. I love Niels. I love these next three tracks. Let's see if we can get them in. Alice Coltrane, Let's Do That, from back in the late 60s, early 70s. I like to say the name of the CD. Pita, the El Daoud. This is Blue Nile on Hybrid Jazz. 7 minutes.
treat me nice. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? Give me that love for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Now I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got all that good music on my radio. Kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the
got good music on my radio.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. We got all that good music on our radio.
Well, I wanna kiss you, Bonnie.
Well, I'm standing here beneath the mistletoe.
They came down the chimney about a half past three.
Left this pretty present that you see before me.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, pretty baby.
Charles, you sure been good to me.
I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up.
Ooh, baby, I'm all lit up.
I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a
Christmas tree.
Have mercy. That's a lot of fun. Oh, and here I am. I lost my doggone place. Isn't this terrible? Oh, my gosh. What did I do? Oh, there I am. Oh, I was so caught up in that song because that puts you in a zone. You know, the history of that song, Merry Christmas, Baby, it went back, gosh, mid-1940s. Johnny Moore and Lou Baxter wrote it. And Johnny had this band. It was called, and I'm trying to read my writing here. Yeah, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. And the keyboardist and the singer of the group was Charles Brown.
this amazing blues man who could rip up the joint whenever he sang. And Bonnie Raitt, being the consummate blues woman that she is, she absolutely, through the years, has done her share of homage, if you will, to these blues greats. Lord, for those of us who treasure Bonnie Raitt with Sippy Wallace, don't advertise your man. You know what I'm talking about here. So the word was, from what I understand, that Charles felt as though he had no more to contribute. And Bonnie said to him, oh, yes, you do. Let's do this. And they did, back in 1992 or so, a very special Christmas. Again, one of those beautiful packages that benefit the Special Olympics. Thank you, Jimmy Iovine, for that. They got together and did this rendition of Merry Christmas, Baby, that just is so, there's no other word for it, just sexy. I'm thinking to myself, how many times through the years since we've been hearing the song have there been children born 9 months from the time that Mom and Daddy heard that song? Underneath the Christmas tree. Don't even get me started here. Bonnie, just so you know, is doing a string of dates, I love this, with the amazing Irish legend Paul Brady. Oh, my gosh. Bonnie Raitt and Paul Brady in their prime. I'm sorry, in their 60s, in their prime, because they're seasoned pros. And when they go to do their thing at these various outlets, and I think they're doing a couple of Florida dates, but BonnieRaitt.com has more of the information. Beautiful website, by the way. It's just going to be staggering stuff, because he is treasured in Ireland and real popular at one time on the Americana charts and alternative country, if you will. But you know what? We don't care about labels. I love jazz, first and foremost, that's for sure. But sometimes you just get really, really crazy. Like here's a for instance. Boy, I'm going real off topic with this. But it bears mentioning. Past couple of days I heard a story about Maria Bello, the actress. Now, Maria Bello had a son with a long-time relationship. And she had a friend, a female friend, and they were tight friends. And then they realized that there was something more to the friendship. So Maria Bello, for the first time in her life, is facing the fact that she now has this relationship that is a romantic relationship with a woman. So I know that people are going to say, come on, Trish, come on. But the entertainment channels were all over the map yesterday saying that she is gay. And there's such a thing as being bisexual. So, you know, when you label anything or anyone, people are so quick to doing that in the United States, really. And it's got to stop. You got to back off the labels, because it traps people into thinking, oh, well, if you say so, that must be what I am. And we're already crazy enough in America. We don't need more labels being force-fed to us. Whoever you are, you need to be, and shut up about what you think I am. That's my disclaimer for today. Bonnie Raitt, Charles Brown. Melinda Ford, saxophonist who is from Virginia, spends time in this area, is a teacher extraordinaire. My Commitment to You is the name of the CD, and I Told Jesus is the name of the song that you heard. Man. Something else, isn't it? She is so soulful, and I wish that she would do more. You hear me, Melinda Ford? I wish that you would do more. I know you're very happy, involved with your church work, involved with your teaching, but I want to hear more on CD. Hi. Alice Coltrane from 1970 or so, Ron Carter on bass, Joe Henderson and Pharoah Sanders, trading flutes and alto sax back and forth. Oh, yes. And Ben Riley on drums. From Pita the El Daoud, the third solo album, and El Daoud is the beloved Egyptian god just so you know. All compositions by Alice Coltrane, including Blue Nile, back and forth on piano and harp. Just majestic. And it's time to wrap up the show. How did that work out so that we went almost to the top of the hour? Thank you, Jesus. Woo! So good. Oh, I love Niels. That was a really enlivening discussion. The music was great. Tracy Hamlin, thank you for spending time with us today on your way with your bad self with Gloria Gaynor out to Chile. Got to have Tracy back on the show. Matt Williams was with us. Griselda was with us. BJ was with us, even though she is in the process of moving and she's tearing her hair out. Would you please say a prayer for our bride of Funkenstein, if you will? She is going through a time. Any prayer that we can possibly get, let's just help one another out as we wind on down 2013 and look forward to 2014, where there will be, let's speak this out to the universe, less stress, more peace, and good times for everybody. Yes, sir. Coming up on Thursday, Chris Standring. Oh, yeah. This is going to be very, very interesting, my friends. In a myriad of ways, if Joy Hall was listening, she is laughing right now. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, wonderful night, and we'll see you in a couple of days on Hybrid Jazz.